All right, so I'm going to start with a little introduction here. So last week we talked about the different worlds according to the Mayans, and I'm just going to give a brief recap about that, and then I'm going to talk about a couple other aspects of moving into this new world. So the Mayans left us information. Their way of describing what's happening right now is that we basically have had four what they call worlds of 104,000 years each, and we're now on the cusp of moving into the fifth world, which we also call the fifth dimension. So what they're saying is we're in the last phase of 104,000 year cycle, and at the end of this cycle is a rebirth, moving into the fifth dimension or the higher frequencies. So you can star six if you haven't done that. That would be great. The way they describe these four worlds is that each world has a blueprint for life, and each blueprint builds upon itself. And as we move into the fifth world, or the fifth dimension, that blueprint must harmonize with all the other frequencies on the planet. So as that happens, we move into a synergy or an upward spiral, or that's what activates the Kundalini energy, the synergy of harmonizing with all the blueprints of life. The first blueprint they describe as the mineral kingdom. That was the first world that appeared on the planet. And this is what we've been talking about, where crystals were formed in the Earth's crust. And as we hold those crystals, especially last week we were working with amethyst crystals, but as you hold your crystals, you can feel the resonance of that blueprint, of that life blueprint. So that helps you start to harmonize with the mineral kingdom. Then the second world is the kingdom of plants and minerals together. So again, we're starting to build on the mineral kingdom. This blueprint of life is termed the blueprint put into action and the dimension of time. So as plants began to grow, now there was a sense of time because they would grow and then they would die, and they would grow and they would die. So you start to see the action of growth, and you're starting to be connected with the cycles of time. So this is the second world that developed for 104,000 years. Cycles of life and death and rebirth. The third world, this is the world where the animals came in. Now we have animals, plants, and minerals all together. I think I hear somebody doing dishes or something in the back.
No, Kiran, this is Kainath. I just joined.
Hi. Welcome, Kainath. Hi.
Thank you so much. I just got a little late once again. I'm sorry. Hi, everyone. Yes, hi, Kiran.
Yeah, that's fine. You can just start six. And then in a minute, when I'm done talking, everybody that wants to talk can start six.
Okay, all right.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, the third world, now we have the kingdom of animals, plants, and minerals living together. And in this blueprint of life, we've added the dimension of space. Now we have time and space. And in this world, animals were instinctual. They knew how to thrive in the environment, but they didn't know how to manipulate their environment, which is a really important distinction. They lived with nature, in harmony with nature, and they lived in the present moment. So you'll notice when you're with your animals, your dogs, or your pet pigs, or whatever you have, that they're totally present with you. They're not thinking about the future, or they're not thinking about the past. They're in the present, which is one of the wonderful experiences we get to have with animals, that they're just so present to us. So in this blueprint, there's also added instinct, so the blueprint of time and space and instinct, how to survive, how to be in harmony with the environment and survive. And animals could move, So there was instinctual, how do I move with nature? How do I move with time and space? Okay, now, enter the fourth world. Everything was just fine. This is where we have the world of the human beings, animals, plants, and minerals all together. In this world, the blueprint was time, space, instinct. Now, here's the other ingredient, consciousness. Animals evolved into humans with a little help from star seeds. It's not the Darwinian theory, but humans were added. And humans had the ability to change their environment. The human being could envision and plan for the future. So now we also have a bigger vision, a vision of, what could the future be like? So out of this ability, humans learned how to manipulate the blueprint. This is where we started running into problems. So if humans learned how to become conscious beings with creative powers, they also learned how to alter the blueprint. So human beings began to do all kinds of experiments. And of course, you know about different civilizations like Atlantis, where there was a lot of genetic manipulation and different scientific experiments that were not in accordance with the blueprint of life, which led to the destruction of Atlantis. So humanity considered itself master of all worlds without respecting the other three worlds. And humanity also created karma from manipulating the blueprint. So as we've moved through the fourth world, we've learned that humans can manipulate their environment, but when they're not in tune with the blueprint of life as set up, beginning with the mineral kingdom, then that's where we get to problems. Now, the next step is the fifth world, which is we're going into. So in this world, we have to learn how, as I said, we have to learn how to live in harmony with the blueprint of life, and that synergy will take all of these blueprints of life into the next level so that we can harmonize with what we've been talking about, the galactic center of the sun, the Milky Way, in connection with the center of Mother Earth, and then all life in between, including other star systems and other galaxies, can experience harmony and that higher frequency of love. And this is called Kundalini, the rebirth. And some of the murals on which they drew these representations of the different worlds, they have the representation of an eagle being reborn. And they talk about how the eagle has to go into the cave and die to its old ways, and then it comes out of the cave and it's reborn. So we're right in that period of time where we're having to die to our old ways and and learn how to be reborn into synergy and harmony with this new world. So as we harmonize with all these worlds, we'll be taken to a different level. The four worlds together are called cosmic equality. And in this world, we're learning about things again that we knew, but also from a new frequency, the sacredness of working with plants and animals and growing our own food. But we're also developing this with consciousness, and it's a galactic consciousness. So it's more than the consciousness that's been just on the planet Earth. It's about the Earth getting in harmony with all of life so we can be accepted back into what science fiction movies or Star Trek might call the Federation, but so that we can feel resonance with the galaxies, with what's available everywhere, not just on planet Earth. It's about us being reunited with the bigger star systems, again, with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So as we've reviewed that, and we know that we're in this time of rebirth, and we may be in the cave letting go of shedding old patterns. It could be a scary time, but it's also a very exciting time as we reawaken this blueprint of how we can all live together in harmony with all of these different frequencies that have been laid down one step at a time, starting with the blueprint of the mineral kingdom. And as I was meditating on this energies, I came upon a website that was had some information from some ETs and how they're also working with harmonizing Earth and making some corrections in the Earth's grid. And I really felt before this call today, I was led to that article, and I felt that they were working with us and really asking us and acknowledging us for the work we're doing in helping to stabilize these grids as we're going through this rebirth process. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. But for right now, we're going to talk about the portals that we're going through. We talked about 9-9, which was the 9th of September, which was a powerful portal of balancing, and we talked about the equinox, the fall equinox being a point of balance. What we're moving into now on the 10th of October is considered to be a doorway, 1-1, a beginning. So look for things in your life that you can experience as new beginnings. So what would be a new beginning for you? And imagine that you're going into something that's new for you, like you're going through a new doorway. So look for the portals. The new could be a new level of experience where you are, or it could be moving somewhere. I know that some people want to move. So just look and see how that shows up for you, because that's the opening in 10-10. And that's going to culminate 11-11, November 11th. So 1-1, 10-10 is a doorway, 11-11 is a gateway. And in this gateway, you're going to experience the new energies that you've entered into as of 10-10. You're going to be building up new experiences. So allow whatever you're doing to carry you forward like a wave. We've been talking about these wave energies. So imagine that you're just moving to the next higher frequency. And the wave is lifting you up. The wave is synergizing you. And these new energies, the purpose of these is to help you understand who you are as a co-creator, as a creative expression of the divine love. So just as people were experiencing, the people that were there with Mother Mira were experiencing this higher frequency of new energies, know that you can use these energies to move forward in whatever it is that you are led to create at this time. So it's good to be aware of that, so you can focus on that. I think you hear some water flowing. Maybe that's part of the balancing, the waves, the waters. But you can search it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so this is a good time also to focus on our oneness that we've been talking about and relationship with your community and how you can experience oneness and serve that community by being a bearer of these new codes and energies that are coming forth during these portals and gateways. And the code that they gave us again right before I call, the call when I meditated on it, was to continue with the Ramadasa. And I'm thinking actually next week I'll probably just come onto the call a few minutes early, say, you know, at least 11 minutes early, so we can meditate together on the Ramadasa, and we can put that energy out there. So if you like, you can join us in that. And I know that many of you are doing that in the morning. So that's really beautiful. But that was the message I got from, again, the guides that are working with us. And what they're talking about is that there's some old energies that are working, that we're all working on releasing. And they're describing them as Atlantean negative codes that were put into the planet when, as I talked about a minute ago, Atlantis was destroyed because the blueprint of life was distorted. So what we're working on and these guides that are communicating with me are letting me know is that we're putting in new codes, and they're also working to stabilize the planet as we spiral up into these higher frequencies. And they're releasing, and we're releasing, these old traumas of the Atlantean disaster. Again, because the blueprint of life was manipulated, it caused trauma in the psyches of the humans on the planet at that time. And that traumas, what some people are saying is that it's still affecting us, and that's what we're having to release from the codes of the planet. So the Ramadas is a really healing meditation that they're encouraging us to continue to chant. These negative Atlantean codes carry the energy of victim, and they're being released from the collective consciousness. What they talk about is that as people release and move from the Atlantean codes of victim into co-creation and move into the heart and feel the oneness, that helps stabilize the grid. They're talking about that forgiveness is the first step in releasing these negative Atlantean codes. Forgive, release, and let go. And what it really does is it releases us and it releases the planet. It doesn't make the things that have been done that have created karma okay, but we've moved on from that. We're going into a higher frequency. And as we do this, we're weaving together the blueprint of these higher frequencies. Again, I talked about how as we move into the fifth dimension, the blueprints become synergized, like something that's being woven together. And what we're weaving together is our experience of oneness and our experience of divine compassion, beauty, kindness, creativity, and peace. So all those qualities. And these are the frequencies for the month of October that we're being asked to allow to move through us. And to experience compassion, not as a passive energy, but the passion of compassion. So what do you feel passionate about? In October, this is a great question to ask. What do you feel passionate about? So with this 10-10 or the 1-1 energies, it's a good time to focus on what do you feel passionate about as a creator being and move forward in that direction. And it could be doing Ramadasan every morning, or it could be a project, or it could be moving. Whatever moves you with that higher frequency and opens up your heart, that's what to focus on. That's what to focus on during this period, during this 10-10 portal. Because it's a momentum, again, it's a wave, as we've been talking about. And when you connect with that wave of these new energies that are coming upon the earth, it'll move you forward as well as stabilizing the planet, which we're doing as a group. That's a little bit about this current wave that's coming through. Now I'm going to go over some of the information, this article that I was led to by these ETs. And again, I don't know exactly, you know, angels, guides, yogi bhajan, ETs. I don't know if they're all working together, or there are specific groups that are working with us. I think different groups are working on different aspects. But I was being led to some of this information that some ETs are working with stabilizing the Earth grid. And what they're talking about is they're resetting the Earth grid way down in the center of the Earth, the grid that was destabilized during the technological blueprint trauma of Atlantis. And just as we're working on rebuilding the heart chakra grid around the Earth, they're working on the center of the Earth. And we're also working on the center of the Earth with them, as we talked about grounding in the amethyst, the purple rays to the amethyst crystals in the center of the Earth. It's the same thing. So they're really enjoying working with us. What they talk about is that they are resetting the tectonic plates in the seabeds because of these ancient destructive patterns that happened in Atlantis. And they're talking about this, saying that they're trying to reset these tectonic plates in the planet with as least disturbance as possible. But they're saying that after some adjustments were made, that's what caused the flooding in the Philippines and Sumatra. And they're also telling us that as we continue to do our work and synergize our energies, that they want to do this with the least amount of disturbance possible on the planet, and we're really helping to stabilize the planet as they come in to reset these these pieces deep down inside the planet that were disturbed due to ancient wars and ancient disasters. So these are beings that supposedly that we're working with. I just thought it was interesting and that I was led to this article. They're saying that that the Earth axis is being reset and that it's able to be reprogrammed with the higher frequencies of the fifth dimension. And everything is raising in vibration as this electromagnetic ionic grid, they call it, changes. These ionic grid changes come into effect for the Earth. And then, again, they're reestablishing the frequencies of the fifth dimension, that there won't be wars allowed to be remaining on Earth, and everyone will have access to clean water and abundant food. And they're thanking everyone. They're thanking us for joining us in the meditations that we do with Earth Ascends. So I thought that was interesting that I was led to that article about what these ETs, supposedly Andromedans, are doing to help us move into these higher frequencies. And I sent out just on the Shakti activation list, I sent out the announcement about the call today, and I didn't put in the title, conference call. And so they were prompting me, you have to resend it, you have to let everybody know. So they're really anxious that as many people as possible know, because they really know about the call, because they really acknowledge the power that we're doing in holding this frequency to stabilize the planet. So that was their message to us. Those are the main things that I wanted to talk about. Let me see. What else I wanted to talk about here? Well, just in relationship to how the Mayans describe the age we're coming out of, I thought it was interesting. They talk about how we're coming out of the age we call the Iron Age that has the coldness of metal where there is no love. And they're talking, the Mayans talk about, again, the fifth dimension being a return to the ways of nature to receive the illumination and recognize the cosmic laws and the blueprints and recognize our bodies as temples. And they talk about this as returning to the sun wave. The sun wave and the sun way. So again, that's aligning with the central sun of the galaxy. And they talk about the door of the sun being open to all. And everybody, so this unity that we're doing when we're reharmonizing the solar grids on the planet, the heart grid on the planet, so everybody can feel love. So I thought that was interesting. They talk about that after the arrival of the Europeans in South America, there would be 500 years of spiritual darkness, and the world would plunge into materialism, and imbalance would permeate the planet. But after 500 years of darkness, and they describe this, when the condor of the south met the eagle of the north, it would signal the return of light to the planet and the dawn of a golden era. And they're talking about how we live in a time where the fulfillment of that prophecy is coming to be, and how we are the children of the sun, moving out of this iron air where people fell out of balance with Mother Nature. So I thought that was interesting how the Mayans described also that we're moving out of this age of chaos into an age of balance. And they're saying that this long winter of this 500-year period is now closing. And after this period, the sun is rising, bringing health, purity, and wisdom for the healing of all humanity. So those are the basic things that I wanted to cover today. And just talk about how we're breathing these frequencies in every moment. And we were just talking about the beginning of the call, how we can all feel that there's just these waves of higher frequency energy moving through us. I just want everybody to go ahead and take a deep breath in, inhale, and exhale that down into the earth, and continuing with our connection with Mother Earth, allowing those waves to move through us. And that's how we maintain our connection and our frequency. And that's how we know we're holding the frequency, because we're pulsating that frequency with Mother Earth up to the sun, back down to the earth. And that's the Kundalini rising. And that's us feeling creative and energized. And so again, you might feel some purification happening. Drink water. Make sure you take walks in the sun and feel your feet. Good. So thank you, everybody. So you can go ahead and if you want to unmute your phone, we can talk. And if you want to make a comment about how you're experiencing these energies, and we'll check in a little bit, and then we'll set some intentions. Okay, go ahead.
This is Gaia. I just have to tell you, that was the most beautiful message you were carrying. I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this, but when you started speaking of the Andromedans, a spontaneous mudra, I guess. My two ring fingers, my little finger and my ring finger, pointed towards my palm, my other, my middle and my index pointing up. And my thumb touching the last two, and it's just like this wonderful wave love just went zinging through me, and I'm still just sitting here, and it's like a vibration. It's awesome.
That's so beautiful. I'm really happy you said that. My experience is that after last week, remember, we talked about how the earth really started feeling our energies and resonance.
Yeah.
And it was a time of balance. I felt like after that connection or grounding, or where we had really connected our energies in with the earth and all the work we've been doing, the Andromedas actually noticed our group, and they started working with me this week. And then I was just led to that article, and I thought, oh, okay. It was like a whole new group came in, like, oh, we've been noticed, our little group. I thought it was funny.
I was wondering also, like you said, we'll notice our bodies. I've been purging like crazy. It's like something, I haven't wanted as much water. I feel okay, you know, sated as far as water, but I've been purging the other way.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. It's just like, what is going on here? It's a good feeling. I'm being cleansed.
Yeah, I really feel that we, I don't know, grounded our energies in, raised our frequency enough that there are other beings that are starting, like I said, notice and work with us now, so everybody can, I'd be interested to see how this affecting other people.
Girl, this is Sharon, and I can agree with what Guy is saying, because I've been feeling the energy surges a lot, and the same thing, purging. Although I've been drinking a lot more water, and it's funny because my taste of the water has changed from wanting it to be, normally it's just room temperature. Now I've been thirsty for this really cold water for some reason, which is something that's unusual for me. I usually don't like it that cold, but I've been drinking like bottles and bottles of cold water lately. And I just noticed a different increase in my energy.
Are you real hot?
The body.
Are you real hot?
Well, I have those times when I go through the hot thing too, because but that hasn't really been because of the, you know, the water. The water hasn't really had anything to do with that, I don't think.
I do like ice, come to think of it, but yeah, my body, and it's long past menopause. It's not that. I know a lot of people went through some changes a while back, and we all discovered that it was actually probably partly menopause.
Yeah.
But this is like something is simmering.
Yeah, this is different. This is a different feel.
I've been feeling that too. A lot of heat rising, and I don't really feel that. It's something different. I don't usually feel that. My temperature is usually pretty stable, but I've been feeling a lot of heat rising too.
This is Prema.
Hi, Prema.
Hi. I'm sorry I actually tuned in just a few minutes late. I tried to mute right away. I was at a meeting about the yoga studio opening,
oh,
business and anything, but I showed the person who's in charge of the Arete would know who this person is, Jamie, about signs and things, and he said, well, let me come and look at the building. And he, like, closed his office up, locked the door, walked down to the other end of the town. I opened up the building. He looked. He was like, wow, this is so nice. And he liked the energy in the space, and it was really fun, but it ended, made me a little bit late. The mudra, Gaia, that you were talking about, the mudra that you just did,
yeah.
I've been using that mudra for years and years and years, and the best way I can describe it is I use it to open up my heart chakra. It's like I hold the mudra, and I imagine light coming in through my head to my heart, and it pops out my heart like big wings come out.
Oh,
and and I always do that before I do any kind of session work. And no one told me about this. It was just kind of came to me.
Spontaneous.
From you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you said that, I started to laugh. I'm like, oh, that's how I open my wings. And for me, sleeping, I just cannot sleep. I'm not sleeping. So I just lay in bed and I do mantras and I let my body relax, but my mind, I'm not asleep. I'm just not sleeping. But it feels good. And then the Ramadasa is constantly, all the time, there. It's just always there. There's a part of my brain that's always chanting. It just doesn't go away. I guess that's a good thing.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And the yoga studio is really, people are very excited about it. The other thing is in teaching, the idea of drawing light through and into the crystal of the earth and back up into us to kind of anchor that energy into our heart really resonated with me. And I've just been teaching that ever since a few weeks ago when you talked about it. And the students are coming up and saying, I really like that meditation. They're just like, it's like they were thirsty and they got what they needed. You know, it's making a huge difference in grounding their energy.
Wonderful. I can really feel that when you talk about that. I can totally feel that. It's really beautiful.
Oh, good.
Okay, wonderful. Does anybody have anything else they want to share? Otherwise, we'll do a couple intentions, I think, and a couple clearings.
I had a funny early morning message that I'm trying to still. I didn't post it because it was so much like an Iraq war. It was something about light workers are going to be. It was like shock and awe. What are those slogans? It was not. It doesn't seem like shock and awe, but I think it was.
Light workers or what? Say it again. It was so
strange. It was like I can't exactly put the words to it. It was more of a that we're going to be seeing, you know, awesome things, shocking and awesome things.
I think we're going to be seeing both. Remember that this is a time of polarity, so. As we go through the rebirth, you know, the egg is also cracking off, too. So the death of things that no longer serve us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the other message I was given is that it's the eyes. The way we look at things really makes a difference. So keep looking at things through the eyes of God, Goddess. It's the quantum field, the observer changes. So that was the other message I just remembered that I was given to note to just keep looking at how we're doing, looking at the world as it is becoming, and allow ourselves to keep allowing that to expand within our own hearts. Because what they were telling me is just us looking at the world in this new way is helping to bring the change forward and anchor it in. So how you look at things, you quantum observers, you, really makes a big difference.
It helps to be more compassionate. It helps me to be more compassionate. When I started doing that, it was like what made sense to me was a statement about being one. When we see
who we're talking to as being ourselves, we tend to temper how we talk and how we understand, and I'm just so sensitive now.
Karen, I had a question for you.
Okay.
I know I sent the memo out in reference to the moon and the target for the moon. I'm very familiar with the group, but I was wondering what you thought about that.
Okay, could you say it again? You sent the memo out about what?
The target to the moon, the NASA target to the moon, and sending healing to the moon on the 9th.
I'm sorry, even I can't hear you. Could you please speak a little louder? Thank you. I'm really interested in your question.
Yes. I had sent a memo in reference to the NASA target to the moon. Can you hear me?
Yes, a NASA target to the moon. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys receive that? And if so, what did you feel about that?
Please go ahead, Karen. I was just telling her that I did not read it.
Oh, okay. Yes, the information I have from the Andromedas are that the moon needs to be healed, that we shouldn't be sending these things out to the moon.
Right, right.
So
is there something that you specifically think that we can do to help on the 9th?
This Friday?
Yes.
Help stabilize the moon?
Yes.
The message I'm getting is that the Rama Dasa will help stabilize it, because it feels that we and these other beings are trying to stabilize the planet in relationship, you know, like I said, to the celestial bodies, to the galaxies, and this is causing a destabilization effect. So the Rama Dasa, and then anchoring into the amethyst crystals in the center of the Earth will help stabilize it.
Thank you. Feels like it's really important to do so, too.
It does feel really important. Yeah, on the 9th, yes.
I need your help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, there are people working on trying to get NASA to stop it, not do it.
Yes, that would be great.
Well, we can intend that. That's a good intention, Karen.
Okay, well, would you like to state the intention, Gaia, and then we'll chant a call, and I'll do the release work, or we can all do the release work, clearing
okay.
the midline?
Let's let her do it, because she has more of information, I think. Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm very new, so...
Okay,
we're just going to set an intention. We now intend that the Earth is stabilized and all harmful activity in relationship to the moon is
released.
Yeah, released.
Okay.
It stopped.
Okay. So we're going to clear that. So the way we clear is you take your right hand, you point your fingers forward, and you put your hand above your head, your crown chakra, and bring it down the midline of your body to the earth. So up and down a few times. Inhale up, exhale down.
Mm-hmm.
That clears the energy, the resistance. Okay, beautiful. Now we'll say it again, and then we'll chant a call just for this, for the release. I now intend, what was it, that all destructive energy about, what, say it again.
Sounds like we're trying to lose our call. I'll say it. We all intend that any manipulative, destructive activities towards our system and be stopped.
Okay,
at once.
Okay, let's chant three of calls. Inhale and exhale. So be it, and so it is. It is done. It is done. Oh, wow. That feels better. That's like a big wave of release I'm feeling right now. Like a wave. Like, whoa.
This is fantastic. Uh-oh. We're losing the call.